This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 518. That was down 3.5. September wheat ended at 532.25, down 3.75. December wheat ended at 535, down 4. July corn yesterday ended at 366.5, down a penny. September corn ended at 371.5, down a half. December corn ended at 380.5, down 3/4. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 981.75, down 5.75. August beans ended at 967.25, down 5.5. September beans ended at 957, that was down 4.25. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $328, down 39. August meal ended at $322.50, down 48. September meal ended at $317.60, down 42. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at $33.27, up 45. August oil $33.35, up 45. September oil $33.42, up 46. July oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday ended at 256.5, up 2.25. September oats ended at 262.75, up 1.25. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kentucky grain prices did end lower on Wednesday afternoon, with row crops pressured by farmer selling on Wednesday. In northern and western Illinois, Kentucky grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at 341 to 359. Soybean bid 6 to 9 cents lower at 957 to 978. In central Illinois, Kentucky grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down a penny at 346 to 363, while soybean bids were 5 to 6 cents lower at 970 to 987. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to a penny lower at 347 to 372, soybean bids down 6 cents at 972 to 995, and the wheat bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 456 to 493. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 10 to 16 cents at 9.90 to 10.12, with basis at 23 to 45 over the August. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $340 to $353 per ton. That's down $3.90, with basis steady at 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down a penny at 364 to 378, with basis steady at 300 to 11 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 360 to 367, basis down 2 to 4 cents at 7 under to option July. Soybeans ended down 5 to 8 cents at 987 to 996, with basis mixed on Wednesday at 5 to 14 over July, and wheat prices 4 to 7 cents lower at 476 to 481, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 42 under to 37 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 cents lower at 378 to 379. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 8 cents with quotations at 1010 to 1012. Soft wheat down 4 to 6 cents at 493 to 496, while the Milo ended a penny lower at 417 to 433. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Kentucky grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 342 up to 352. New crop soybean bids range from 898 to 927. In the central part of the state, new crop corn bids were 345 to 355. New crop soybean bids range from 921 to 935. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from 340 up to 360, with the new crop soybean bids range from 911 up to 933. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July hogs ended the day at 74.72, up 37. August hogs ended at 72.35, up a dime. October hogs ended at 62.92, down 20. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 150.67, down $1.32. August cattle ended at 150.32, down $1.50. And October cattle ended at $153, down $1.40. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 223.55, down $1.80. September feeders 221.77, down 177. And October feeders 219.82, down $1.87. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 71 cents lower for the day in a range of 62 to 75.50 with a weighted average carcass price of 74.18. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report on Wednesday morning, slaughter sows trading mostly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 27 up to $32. 4 to 5 weight sows at 31 to 36. 5 to 6 weights range from 34 to 38. And heavyweight sows over 600 pounds traded at 36 to $40. On the Illinois Direct Hog trade on Wednesday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points trading steady to a dollar lower, with prices ranging $50 to $53, and receipts for Illinois hogs on Wednesday totaled 9,068 head. In the livestock trading in Illinois from Tuesday, a recap of the auction held at the Fairview Livestock Barn in Fairview, Illinois. Receipts of that auction on Tuesday totaled 240 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers sold 50 cents lower. The slaughter cows were 4 to 6 dollars higher in a high dressing set, with the slaughter bulls selling $8 higher. Trade for the auction was active with good demand. Choice slaughter steers sold in a range of 149.50 to 155.75. Choice slaughter heifers range from 149.50 to 155.50. In the slaughter cows this week, they had 87 head. Premium type average dressing cows sold at 139 to 144.50. Breaking type cows range from 110 to 118.50. And the lean cows range from 97 to 103.50. In the direct cattle trade on Wednesday from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis range from 149.50 to 152. On a dress basis, steers were 239 to 240. Heifers on a live basis on Wednesday traded at 150, and on a dress basis ranged from 239 to 240. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report on Wednesday, in heavy trading today, 404 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass ended the day at $83.55, which was 68 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report on Wednesday, in a light trading day with only a little over 100 loads trading, prices were sharply higher. Choice carcasses ended at $256.12, which is $1.99 higher, while the select carcasses gained $2.40, closing at $250.39. On the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection on Wednesday, cattle slaughter estimated at 104 head, compared to only 96,000 head last week and 117,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter on Wednesday estimated at 418,000 head, compared to 425,000 last week and 395,000 a year ago. That completes our report for Wednesday afternoon. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The USDA's weekly crop report shows kind of more of the same of what we talked about last week, although we're progressing a little bit. Field work limited for another week as 3.61 inches of rain was received statewide. There were reports of corn tasseled in the central and west-southwest parts of the state. We're 2.65 inches above normal on the rainfall. The average temperature was 73 degrees, one-tenth of a degree below normal. There were 8/10 of a day suitable for field work during the week, the week that ended June 21st. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 43% adequate, and 56% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% short, 54% adequate and 43% surplus. Corn condition was rated 2% very poor, 5% poor, 23% fair, 54% good, and 16% excellent. Soybeans planted reached 91%, 5% behind last year and 5% behind the five-year average. Soybeans emerged reached 88% compared to 92% last year, the five-year average of 90%. Soybean condition was rated 3% very poor, 7% poor, 30% fair, 50% good, and 10% excellent. The winter wheat harvest was 3% complete, 26% behind the five-year average. Winter wheat condition was rated 5% very poor, 13% poor, 38% fair, 40% good, and 4% excellent. We're heading into the end of June. As dairy month is just about to pass us by, remember that dairy provides more for your money, about 25 cents per 8-ounce serving. Milk's a bargain, especially when you consider all the nutrients inside. And our Montgomery and Macoupin and Bond County dairy farmers appreciate all they do. And as we mentioned them this dairy month, we hope that things continue to flow along well for them. Dairy is a wise investment for your family, according to the Midwest Dairy Association. No other food group delivers as much nutrition in such an affordable, flavorful, and convenient way. Montgomery County Fair going on in earnest. Thursday, we've got the beef show, the arts and crafts exhibits, the karaoke contest Thursday night, and then, of course, the Little Miss and Little Mister pageant in the grandstand. That's what's going on in the grandstand and going on throughout the fairgrounds for this Thursday. Wednesday was a pretty busy day. Sheep and goats were shown and judging, and also the Junior Miss and Queen pageants in the grandstand. We'll have details on that for you later. And also a reminder that coming up on Friday night, the Butler Brawl. That's the mixed martial arts event, the caged fighting event in the grandstand. Highly skilled mixed martial arts matches with a number of quality local and national gyms represented. It'll be a pretty interesting thing. The fair going on all week, it's a bit of a jewel, certainly. The folks have worked very hard to put it all together and find stead with the rides and all of the livestock and the other exhibitions. Also, a reminder that it's pretty cheap entertainment with $5 admission and free carnival rides. That's all going on at the Montgomery County Fair in Butler. So keep that in mind. Head out there and spend a little time enjoying the what can be best described as Americana at its best. That's it for our farm show for part two today. We'll get together again tomorrow. On Friday, we'll have an interview with Lacey Nodal, the FFA star farmer. That's it for now. This is John Michael Marty.